Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and we just got Tesla's Q3 production and delivery report, as you can see on screen here. We'll talk about the numbers, we'll run through what I had expected versus what Tesla actually ended up delivering. We do have a pretty big split here between production and deliveries, a little bit more than we expected, but we'll talk about some of the reasons behind that as well, and a couple other things that Tesla mentions in here. So first things first, deliveries, 343,830. That was about 20,000 vehicles below consensus. The company compiled analyst consensus estimate was 362,733. So a bit of a spread there, but what's most important here is the production number. As you know, this isn't me saying that in hindsight. That's what we say going into every quarter. Production here being 365,923. To me, that's the most important number and right in line with expectations, maybe a little bit below. I think it's, you know, 1,200 vehicles below what I expected, so really, really close there on production, and I'm happy with that number. With deliveries, what we likely saw at the end of the quarter was Tesla starting to export more from Giga Shanghai, and I would imagine a lot of vehicles on boats at the end of the quarter. We also had the hurricane down in southeast for the United States, so that probably affected some deliveries there at the end of the quarter too. So Tesla says historically our delivery volumes have skewed towards the end of the quarter due to regional batch building of cars. As our production volume continues to grow, it is becoming increasingly challenging to secure vehicle transportation capacity and at a reasonable cost during these peak logistics weeks. In Q3, we began transitioning to a more even regional mix of vehicles built each week, which led to an increase in cars in transit at the end of the quarter. These cars have been ordered and will be delivered to customers, upon arrival at their destination. So basically what Tesla's saying there, hey, these cars are ordered, it's not a demand thing. Once Q4 starts, we'll deliver these cars. Just not worth it to pay to have these expedited in any sort of way to just get them delivered for, you know, quarterly purposes. So I was expecting a spread of about 6,000 vehicles just because we had, you know, some reporting of vehicles being staged for export at Giga Shanghai. Ended up being quite a bit more. Now inventory will grow by, you know, 20,000 vehicles. Tesla's probably sitting on about 40,000 vehicles of inventory. But again, a lot of those vehicles on boats. And even though that sounds like a lot of vehicles, that's, you know, like not even 2 weeks of production, right? That's, you know, 10 days of production thereabouts. So as Tesla's production continues to grow, that number of vehicles in transit, that's going to continue to grow as well. That's basically what Tesla is saying here. And it sounds like this was the quarter where they decided, hey, let's start to unwind the wave a little bit. Now, part of that is probably due to a little bit of an order demand pocket in China, as we have seen with those delivery wait times. Those did pop up a little bit for some vehicles. A lot of them now starting at 4 to 8 weeks for delivery, as we expected as the quarter flipped over. But I think the standard range Model Y, that's still at about 1 to 4 weeks in China. So there does still appear to be a little bit of order softness. I think people trying to see if Tesla will cut prices. Tesla's denied that rumor. So hopefully as we move through Q4, any of those expectations will kind of get washed out. And if there was a demand pocket because of that, kind of return to a steady state. Tesla here also noting that they'll release their third quarter earnings after market close on Wednesday, October 19th. So that is the date that I had expected. It looks like they'll have the call at 4:30 Central Time following earnings. So let's pop over into Excel here and put these into our sheet. Not going to be a lot to change here because thankfully pretty close on production. Definitely happy with that forecast. As I said, deliveries wouldn't have been too surprised if there was a bigger inventory spread. So it is a little bit more than I would have expected, but it's not to a level that's, you know, at all concerning to me. This is a record delivery number, 11% above the previous 310,000 delivery record. So it'll still be a great quarter, maybe not up to what a lot of people were expecting in terms of that delivery number and what that translates into for earnings, which I'll have my updated forecast for earnings out on ShareLoft later this afternoon. But, you know, still a number to be happy with and sets Q4 up for tremendous success. All right, so let's flip over to Excel. Right now, it's just going to be my old forecast in here. We can see how that ends up comparing. So we'll go down to production here. So I had 367,401. Our number here coming in at, you know, 365,923, so about 1,500 vehicles less than I expected. Part of that might have come from Shanghai, because we did have that typhoon, which maybe I underestimated the impact. And then there was also a holiday beginning, I think, on September 30th, so the last day of the quarter. where Tesla's production might have been a little bit lower. There's some reports that Tesla is trying to work through that, offering 3 times pay for that holiday, but that still might impact their production a little bit if not all workers are taking that, or maybe, you know, taking part of it. So we could see a bit of a drop here from the Shanghai number. With such a close number, it's really difficult to know what factory it's coming out of. So I don't think we're going to learn a whole lot in that regard until we end up getting those final Shanghai production numbers. But let's just start with what we do know. Sorry, let me lock these column numbers here, or column headings. So starting with what we know Model S and Model X. So we'll flip over here. That's, I locked my cells one row too low, so bear with me here. Just make sure that those column numbers work for you guys. Column headings, I mean. Okay, so with Model S and Model X, I expected 20,000 vehicles to be produced. Tesla produced 19,935. So I'll take a little bit out, but not too much. 65 vehicles, I guess. And then I'm just going to, for now, assume that the rest of the vehicles, in terms of the production numbers, are coming out of Fremont until we get more information on what production numbers from Shanghai were. So if we drop these down a little bit, just take like 500 out of both of these numbers for Model 3 and Model Y. Just kind of get a better feel for where we're at. And then we need about 400 less. I know this is always the most thrilling part of the quarter, seeing these numbers updated live as I mess around with my mental math. So we're at 365, 923. Okay. And yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm assuming that Berlin and Texas pretty close there. My Fremont estimate was based on that leaked recording that we had had from the executive at Giga Nevada, or that CNBC had had and recapped. So presumably that's relatively close. And then Shanghai, we'll see. And any difference there will probably come, I'll just come back and put that into Fremont. So we can see here weekly production total across the board, 28,000 vehicles nearly. So like I said, we're talking 40,000-ish vehicles in inventory, maybe 50,000. We're looking at 1.5 to 2 weeks worth of production there, which, you know, takes time to get cars delivered. That's still a very low amount of inventory for Tesla to be carrying. You know, most automakers carry historically 10 weeks of supply thereabouts in inventory. It's been a little bit lower, maybe closer to the 5-week, 6-week range in recent times with all the supply constraints that have been happening, but you know, Tesla with about 2 weeks worth of supply, probably even less than that, certainly running much leaner, much lower on inventory than other automakers are. Part of that's because of the direct to sales model that Tesla, or direct to consumer model that Tesla has, but it's not entirely that. It's also demand driven. So Shanghai, you know, probably around 15,000, the rest of the factories, probably around 12,000 in total. And we should see that, you know, the rest of the factory contribution increasing significantly, as well as Shanghai for Q4, because obviously for Shanghai in Q3, we had significant downtime on Model Y and Model 3 in July. So Q4 setting up for a great quarter. We should see production maybe 35,000 a week or so, relatively easily across all the factories. And, you know, just quick mental math on that, should be able to see production exceed 450,000 in Q3, pending any, you know, downtime that Tesla's got. So anyway, this is 42% above Q3 in terms of production, 54% above above Q2. So 42% quarter over quarter growth in production, 54% year over year growth in production. And then for deliveries, let me unfreeze this here. Let's just key this in. We're at 343,830. So quarter over quarter, 35% growth in deliveries, year over year, 42%. And then, as I said, 11% above the prior record from Q1. So in terms of the deliveries, this is going to be a miss, but it's not a miss that should matter. I don't think it'll have a huge impact on the stock. I know we haven't had any really reaction to AI Day. Make sure you check out the Supercut on the channel if you haven't checked that out. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but I don't expect any huge reaction from Wall Street for AI Day. Maybe a little bit of a negative reaction here for the Q3 delivery number, as, you know, it'll heighten any perceived demand concerns around China. You know, people are going to see this as, oh, Tesla couldn't deliver them in China. They put them on a boat and shipped them elsewhere because of that demand weakness in China. And that's going to have people, that's going to raise concerns for people around Q4 sales in China. Where do those vehicles end up going if Tesla can't sell them in China? What does the pricing look like throughout the quarter if Tesla doesn't have that demand at that level? Even, you know, in Q3 where production was a little bit constrained, now in Q4 when they ramp that up from Shanghai, are they going to lower prices to deliver those domestically, or are they just going to continue to export more and more vehicles from Shanghai? If there is demand softness in China, what does that mean for continued production expansion? Does Tesla continue to drive Giga Shanghai up? Does it invest in another factory, like some of the rumors that we have heard? So it does create some questions. For me, I have confidence in where Tesla is going to be going. Those questions are not questions that concern me, but they are questions that might cause the market to have hesitancy, especially in an overall environment like what we're in right now, with just concerns about where the macro economy is going, a lot of international concerns, demand concerns as interest rates rise. So this isn't a time where this number is going to be comforting to a lot of people. But again, those concerns are not concerns that I share. I think Tesla's got a lot of demand. They've got a lot of room to wiggle on pricing, where they can lower pricing and still maintain, you know, world-class margins in the automotive industry. So I'm trying to think if there's really anything else to say on deliveries. I'll take a look at some comments here, but you know, I'm definitely happy with where production came in. As I said, you know, that's within what, 0.5% of my forecast. So, you know, can't be too mad about that. AI Day. So I know we haven't had a reaction video. Again, watch that supercut. I'm still working on my notes. That was a heck of a presentation. Super technical, a lot to comb through. It's going to take a while to, you know, do the due diligence on that, do the amount of work required to really get a full understanding of all the things that Tesla had talked about. For me, I felt like it was even more in-depth than last year. I think it even ran a little bit longer. Last year felt like an introduction to a lot of the things that we learned about this year, particularly with Dojo. Obviously, the Tesla bot was a much shorter portion last year. And then FSD, you know, kind of what we expected, just an update on progress with where things are at. So my initial reaction, definitely happy with the event. Excited to see Tesla demonstrating and sharing all of the knowledge and work that they're doing in these areas. You know, it's very clear that Tesla is, you know, it's a refrain at this point, but obviously more than a car company. The amount of time that they spent in that presentation talking about, you know, their core business, manufacturing and selling vehicles, very small. And it just shows where, you know, obviously this is a focused event, but it shows where Tesla is going and the types of things that Tesla is working on and thinking about to get into that next, you know, part of their business, which is heavily driven by AI. So a lot of exciting things on the Tesla bot. It's, you know, ahead of where I was expecting. A lot of comparisons with other companies like Boston Dynamics. We'll talk a little bit more about why those comparisons aren't necessarily, they're not invalid, but they're maybe not the best comparisons to be making. Each company targeting different things, that needs to be understood. So we'll talk more about those things, but I definitely was happy with where the progress was at for TeslaBot. I was expecting some small demo. I was glad to see that, and glad to see Tesla show some of the things with their demo videos in terms of, you know, showing the perception system of the robot, having it navigate throughout the office, things like that. So really cool to see what Tesla's doing, leveraging autopilot technology, deploying that in the bot. And I think next year it's going to be, you know, a completely different level, which this year it already was compared to where we were at AI Day last year, which was, hey, this is an idea that we have. Now it's, hey, this is a prototype we have. Next year it's going to be really fun to see the progress. All right, so I think we're probably going to wrap it up there. Again, I will be updating my model and my forecast for Q3 earnings, for Q4 deliveries and production and earnings as well. That'll be out on ShareLoft for annual members later this afternoon, so definitely check that out if you are a member. But that's where we'll leave it for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Monday, October 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.